Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sophie and Liv with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, 27 Queensland-based charities have been listed in the CommBank Star Foundation's Community Grants Program, which will award over $3.5 million to 175 charities across Australia. Each charity is set to receive $20,000 in recognition for their contribution to the needs of their community. The money was raised through employees' regular salary donations that are matched by CommBank to go towards organisations that are nominated by the staff. This year's grant marks the most significant contribution yet, with donations doubling those of previous years.
The Queensland Government has announced a pause on the best practice industry conditions on new construction projects. Health and safety systems, as well as best practices commitments to trainees and apprentices, will remain in place. However, the removal of the BPIC will mean that contractors will no longer need to be pre-qualified before undertaking major government-funded work. Deputy Premier Jared Blige has criticised BPICs for having significant impact on the productivity of construction sites, as well as increasing costs. As promised in their election commitment, the Queensland Government plans to reintroduce the Queensland Productivity Commission by the end of 2024, with the construction industry being the main priority.
In national news, a new study has found greater biodiversity loss in areas subject to frequent controlled burning. Dr. Joe Fontaine from Murdoch University has stated that there is a necessity for greater consideration of biodiversity risk when planning prescribed burns. The study reported that intermediate fire intervals created the least disruption to the local environment, with longer intervals between burns needed to allow species populations to recover. These findings contradict the current common practice of 6 to 8 year intervals between burns. A spokesperson from the New South Wales Department of Climate Change, Energy, Environment and Water said they were already responding to some of the key findings, including using Aboriginal knowledge on fire to encourage rapid fire suppression.
The UK's announcement of an 81% emissions cut by 2035 has urged the Australian government to increase their climate goal. The UK are one of the larger countries to announce a clear 2035 target before the UN deadline next February. The Albanese government have delayed announcing its climate target, potentially until after the next federal election, claiming they are waiting for recommendations by the Climate Change Authority. Matt Keane, the authority chair, says this recommendation has been pushed back to consider the implications of climate denier Donald Trump winning the US election.
In international news, US economist Nouriel Roubini warns a period of stagflation, a dire situation of stagnant economic growth but high inflation in the American economy, if President Donald Trump's economic ideas are realized. Trump will face little resistance from political institutions towards his economic policies, given that his Republican Party will be in effective control. The only constraint faced will be the bond traders from other financial actors who will argue against the unsustainability of his ideas. These harmful economic policies include tariffs, trade wars, migration restrictions, and unfunded tax cuts, which will lead to a large budget deficit, high interest rates, a devaluation of the dollar, exacerbation of geopolitical tensions, and consequentially, stagflation. Roubini argues that this will cause significant consequences in both the American and global economy through lowered exports for the countries subjected to tariffs and higher worldwide interest rates.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 30 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Love Please presents Irish old-worldly folk musician Merwin Bradley and Uganda-born blues artist John Mook for their Australian premiere tour this March. Two divine musical storytellers on the one double act playing Brisbane's Old Museum on March 13th. Don't miss this exquisite moment in this sweet evening of song, which will